Shout out to Tafu and Lena. Talk about support from your family. Oh, Hanami, it's family.
When your fans are the ones that are letting the podcast get better.
No, honestly, though, stop. Because, like, my family actually listens to this. And they actually, like, oh my God. At, like, 6 minutes and 33 seconds when he said this.
Oh, he.
My fam. He shook, too.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 4 of the Talk Stop Show. I am your co-host, Marcus.
And your girl, Kit.
And today, we actually have a very special episode. We're actually giving you a sneak peek of what a segment will look like on our show from now on. Catherine, do you want to tell them what this segment is?
Of course, Marcus.
Thank you.
So this segment is basically, we're going to have it at the end of each episode. And we kind of want to make it more interactive, more fun for you guys. So let's say, like, you hear Marcus talking for 20 minutes and you're like, oh my God, when is this going to end?
Excuse me.
Because I know that feeling way too much, okay? So I got you. We got you. He got you. So we're going to have a segment. And at the end of each episode, we're going to have a little fun game. And it's either going to be like spin the wheel, which we call what?
Hot Wheels.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have like a this or that. We're going to have finished the lyrics. A lot of little mini games that we're going to have. That way, you can enjoy us failing or succeeding and thriving. Yes. Or, you know, enjoy the process of us going through the motions.
Exactly.
To finish off an episode and have it fun. Yeah. You know, because you never know, maybe.
That means stick to the end.
Exactly.
And you shall be entertained.
Exactly, because even though he's boring sometimes, he can be fun. Not all the time, but at the end he will.
He will perform. I have no comment to that. I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay, so today we're talking about travel. We're talking about what we need while traveling. And we're talking about some hot news that's going around.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you kick us off, Marcus?
Well, I'm sure you're aware. We've had quite a couple of plane crashes that have happened.
I know. Since the beginning of 2025. And where are we?
I think there's like, what, 8 plane crashes?
Something like that. And it's crazy, absolutely absurd. Guys.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw the video of the one in Toronto. Play the clip of how it landed. But That shit was crazy.
It landed on the runway. It started bursting in flames.
Mm-hmm.
And then it flipped over. It flipped. She did 180.
Yep. Thankfully, thank God, no one on that plane was killed. No one got killed during that flight, during the landing. And only 8 people were injured. And those that were injured were minor injuries. So thank God.
We're blessed. They're here. But still, that's crazy.
That is insane.
Because I keep seeing these, and it's like every other week I'm seeing it, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm going to be traveling soon. Do I want to?
Is it snowing over there?
Question.
It's not snowing over there. It's not snowing in Japan, is it?
Oh my God, it is.
Huh?
Stop. I think the other day, they had one of the record-breaking snowfalls where they had, I think it was about 1.4 meters. Of snow.
1.4 meters?
Of snow.
In Japan?
Of snow. And you know what, guys? This is actually going to be so Asian. But like the kids did not even have a snow day.
That's crazy.
They did not have a snow day.
School is important. School first.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Because they shoveled, even though, you know, they opened the door.
Yeah.
It's full of snow. You can't see outside. They shoveled their way there.
1.4 meters is probably taller than those kids.
Well, of course it is, yeah. Marcus. They're little kids.
That's what I'm saying.
And they shoveled their way out to go to school.
That's insane. Talk about dedication.
Mm-hmm. Could not be me.
No.
Could not be me. Because us in Canada, we get like a little snowfall. And we're like, oh my God, buses cannot run.
Nope.
We are not made for these conditions.
Mm-mm. Mm. In my view, if a sports car can't get through the snow, I can't get to school. That's simple. If cars can't survive, I don't survive.
Well,
it's simple.
See?
There you go. That is how you do it. Yeah.
But in Japan, they don't take breaks.
No.
My people don't take breaks. They don't take no for an answer.
Shout out to the, Japanese people. Yeah, of course.
Except for I'm the exception, though.
She is the exception.
Because even though it's a Snow White girl,
it's the French in her. It's the French in her.
Je suis dans mon lit. Je prends un coup de thé. Je relaxe.
Oh my God. You know what I just thought of?
What?
You just spoke French. You know what that means?
What does that mean,
We are Marcus? Playing Guess This or That. So basically, how this game is going to work is that me and Catherine both have slangs that me and her are both going to have to guess. I have a list of 5 slangs in the UK and 5 slangs in the Quebecois language. And what do you have?
I have 5 slangs and phrases from
Aussie.
Australia. Mm-hmm. Aussies. And then from France.
Yes.
Proper French.
Absolutely.
About to find out.
And there is a twist to these questions. Whenever we guess wrong, what happens?
Well, we do Hot Wheels. So we have a whole wheel and they have numbers and we have juicy questions. And if we don't understand what the saying means and we don't guess it correctly, what happens?
We gotta do whatever the questions are and we gotta answer them as truthfully and honestly as possible.
For real.
Shall we start with the English and, well, the UK and the Aussie slang?
Do it. Throw me one, Marcus.
Okay. The word is chuffed.
Okay, use it in a sentence, please.
I am chuffed to be here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Wow.
Really?
You got it.
That makes it easy.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Bah, bah, bah. Skidikoo-ba. And a boom, 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 boom.
Skriya. Okay.
Guys, we're cool, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually so cool. And we do have friends. Don't worry.
Speak for yourself. You ain't my friend.
Okay, yeah. I was speaking for myself. I have a lot of friends.
This was a specific business decision.
This was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marcus, are you ready?
I don't know.
Because what does in Australia chucking a sickie mean?
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yesterday,
uh-huh.
I chucked a sickie.
Oh my God. I really feel like I'm about to spin that wheel.
I
chucked a sickie.
Yeah.
Oh,
or when God. You're not feeling well, Marcus.
Oh, did you get sick? Does that mean I got sick? Does that mean I got sick? Like I caught a cold?
Okay, you're really close. But you're also wrong because you're going to have to spin a wheel. Okay. It means when you take a day off from work because you don't feel good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, why don't you go and spin that wheel?
Okay. Let's find out what we're going to do. That's very unfortunate. What number?
Are you on the same?
Number 2.
Okay. Marcus, what family member would you not go on vacation with? And why?
Okay, so as tough as this is, because I have 4 family members to choose from, 5 with my dad, I'd say Antonella.
Oh, that's your sister. Why are you throwing your sister under the bus like that?
Okay, so without getting too much into a story time, let's just say she doesn't like to follow the rules. She likes to do her own thing. She likes to literally do whatever she wants. So like, I just feel like if we went on a trip together and like, we wouldn't be able to come to consensus of what we would want to do. She would just want to do her own thing and I do mine. And at that point, why go on a trip together? That's what I'd
say. Sibling clashing happens so often.
Just can't.
Can't avoid
it. Mm-mm. Not gonna happen.
Hey, you heard it here first.
Yeah. All right, my turn.
Go for it.
Okay, the word is knackered, okay? So it could have 2 meanings.
Okay.
The first meaning, I'm so knackered today. Okay. Second meaning, actually, I'll just start with the first one. See if you get the first meaning right. Okay. It's like, oh, I'm so knackered today.
Tired.
Correct.
Oh, I'm okay. So good at this.
So she got half of the answer. The other half is, wow, that is a that is really knackered. That should not be there.
That's messed up or it's ugly.
Nope. You got it wrong.
What does it mean?
So it means it is either an object that is either broken or old.
Oh, come on. Yeah. I was so close. Okay, spin that wheel, okay. Marcus. Go ahead.
Let's see what you will
get. Let's get some tea.
Let's go. What is it going to be? Number four.
Bow, bow, bow.
Uh-oh. Number four.
What's it going to be, Marcus?
What is it going to be? Are you taking all the freebies from your hotel?
100%. So that's like
shampoos or little soaps or whatever it is that they have.
110%.
Oh my God.
Whenever I go anywhere, yo, my mama taught me, well, you get your money's worth, okay? Whether it's shampoos, conditioners, coffee, all the time.
You cannot take her anywhere.
Oh my God.
If you're a hotel, if you're watching this, you watch out for her and you charge her extra.
I will take everything.
Oh God.
I will take everything. Oh, thank God. You very much.
At least I don't, if we do go on a trip together, I don't have to worry about doing that. You'll just do it for me.
Oh, it cleans up the place. Oh, to be honest.
I bet
I'm doing cleaners a service.
You're doing them a service.
I think so. Yeah, because they don't have to clean
as much.
Let's
be honest. They have like 200, if not more, of those little soap bottles.
No, exactly. Like, you know? For my birthday, we went on a trip. Mm-hmm. At an Airbnb with like a group of friends, I took all the Keurig coffees, all of them.
True.
Put them all in my bag.
And I did try them, and they were delicious.
They're good. And guess what? Now when I go to work, because we have a Keurig machine, I can pop one in and drink my free coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. So listen, get your money's worth. Take your freebies.
It was strategic, very strategic. What you did.
But I don't take towels. I don't take robes. I don't do that.
You don't do that, but you'll take everything else.
Yes.
Interesting. That makes no sense. But okay. I would take all the towels. If I'm going to take what's already there.
Right.
I'll take the towels.
I have taken a towel before. That was...
gotcha.
No, I have. And I wasn't even staying at the hotel.
Okay.
Here you go. So I went snorkeling in the Florida Keys with my mom. And... we went to this place and it was at a resort. Mm. We booked it through. So we went snorkeling, and when we got back, we were allowed to enjoy the beach, enjoy kind of like the services they had. Yeah.
Okay.
So we were like, okay, slay. We grabbed the towel, we lay down on the beach, and it was this really nice blue white striped towel. And guess what? Brought her home.
No way.
We brought two. Now, me and my mom, we think the same way, okay? So she brought one, and I brought one for myself, too. So, listen. Slay. Yeah, honestly. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that. I respect that. I think it's your turn.
It is my turn.
Read me a question.
What does having a squiz mean?
Having a squiz.
Going to a museum and having a squiz.
Having a look.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
I didn't think you'd get that.
That's insane. Well, it's like squint. For me, it's like squiz, squint, kind of, you know?
Okay.
Sounds the same.
You dissected the word.
It's funny because you're always squinting.
I'm Asian! Marcus, that was so racist.
Am I wrong, though?
I'm opening my eyes. I swear.
Yeah, just take a look. Take a look. Keep your eyes open.
I hate when people think... No, I was going to say, I hate when people think I'm sleeping, but I'm just looking at them.
Hey, you could look like you're sleepwalking constantly.
Okay, well, we didn't need to push it that far, did we? Your turn.
Fine. Ooh.
Yeah.
The word is bloke. See that bloke standing over there?
That guy.
Sure, yeah. It's
okay, I've heard this before.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Where?
I don't know. I could not tell you. But I've heard that before. Like, look at that bloke.
Sure. I've never heard that before. Yeah, okay.
Look at that bloke wearing a striped shirt.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, they literally said, look at that bloke standing behind the counter. It's literally...
Well, there you go. I don't know. Some part of my family has definitely lived in the UK because it's in me. No, I feel it. Like, you're saying
maybe
this?
You're actually part UK and you didn't know.
Well, maybe, Marcus, because you're saying all these things and it's sounding right.
Resonating.
Like, in here, I got her.
Like, it was part of your blood or something.
No, I think so.
Whoa. That explains why you can do an English accent.
Exactly! Except, no, UK is different. I'm not there yet.
No, you sound more Australian. That makes sense.
All right. All right, Kiwi man.
Oh, God. Okay.
What does whoop whoop mean?
Yay. Whoop whoop doesn't mean yay?
You didn't even ask for a context.
Okay, put it in context.
Oh, I forgot to put a phrase. Because I don't even know how to use this as a phrase. Okay. That place is whoop whoop.
Oh, is it like womp womp, like it sucks?
No, it means the place is far.
What?
I honestly, what? I forget how to use this in a sentence. I don't know.
That.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop, whoop means whoop. Far?
It's describing a place that's far.
How did they come up with this?
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Oh my God. Okay, I'll spin the wheel. Bah. I guess I have to spin the wheel. That is absolutely rubbish.
Okay. What number are you getting, Marcus?
Let's find out. Number 3.
Okay. Oh, what's the worst experience on vacation?
The worst experience on vacation?
Yes.
I would say it's actually in El Salvador.
Oh.
Yeah, this is why I would not take Ant on a trip.
Oh, here we go. Well, I don't want to cause any family distraction, but if you must share.
It's in the past. We've already been through it.
Exactly. Past is past.
Past is past. We move on from our mistakes.
Exactly.
Like taking her on the trip. Anyways.
That was crazy.
So, as I was saying, basically, my mom, like me and my sisters decided to go out one night, right? Don't forget, we're on a trip. We're in El Salvador. We're in a country we've never been to before.
Live it up.
People do not speak English. It's only Spanish.
No hablas inglés.
No hablas inglés.
Solo español.
Yes, sí. So, this was like the first time, I think, ever that my mom actually put trust in me and my 4 sisters to go out without her.
Big mistake.
Yeah. But hey, like, we were shocked. We're like, whoa, she's actually trusting us to do this. Like,
well,
okay, she's like putting all her faith into us, right?
Was it the last time she did that?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell us why. Don't know yet, because we haven't been on a trip yet, but
okay,
probably. So then what happens? Well, we started the night, we go to a club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning, it's going well. Okay.
How old were you? Because I'm thinking you're like 15 years old.
No, this was last summer.
Okay.
So I was 22. My sisters, Olivia was 17.
Okay.
And Antonella and Gabriella were 18.
Okay. 18. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, we're in El Salvador. Antonella and Gabriella are adults. Olivia was there. She's 17, not an adult yet. And she actually brought her friend Gabby on the trip with us.
Okay.
Who was 16 at the time.
Okay.
Okay. So We decided to go to a club. Everything's going well. I'm the one that obviously that's DD. I'm the one who could drive. I'm the only one who's not going to be drinking that night. So yeah, I'm like, you girls have fun, you know, go do your thing. You're good.
Wow.
You know,
what a nice brother.
Exactly. So then they obviously go dance. I'm there. I kind of look like a reject. It is what it is. You know, I'm just chilling.
Happens.
Yeah, exactly. But then, and during the middle of the night, these 26, 27-year-old looking El Salvadorians, I think that's what you call them,
okay,
over there, walk up to Gabriella. Okay. It started with Gabriella only. Okay. And he like got her drink and starts hitting on her, right? Uh-oh. Now, Gabriella's an adult. She's 18. So I was like, hey, no matter how old this guy is, maybe he looks older than he actually is, you know, but I'm keeping an eye, but I'm trusting Gabriella that like she won't, you know, do anything.
Okay.
She'll just like talk with him.
Okay.
You know, let
chat.
Let him down easy, but like chat. Little chat. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So they start chatting, and then all of his buddies come along afterwards. They're like 4 guys, 3 guys, something like that.
You have four sisters.
Yeah, exactly. So four one guys, guy, basically sisters. One guy for each, right? Exactly.
This is weird.
Yeah. And then, you know, it becomes like 2, 3 a.m. I'm like, hey, like, we should probably go home. They're still with the guys, chilling, dancing, talking, whatever, right? But then they tell me, like, no, like, they actually invite us to go over to their place.
Oh, my gosh. This is so weird.
Because they have some, something that they can consume. I don't know if I could talk about that on this podcast. So let's just say they could consume something at their house.
Oh.
Okay. And it is illegal, exactly. That marhamwahawawanana, you know? And it is illegal in that country, by the way. It is legal in Canada, but illegal in El Salvador.
Some good old weed.
Okay, sure. Yeah, some good old weed, exactly. So, you know, my sisters have been in El Salvador at that point for like 4 days.
Okay.
They haven't smoked in 4 days.
Okay.
And they're like the type that needs to smoke almost every day. Oh, right? Damn. Okay. So now that they have the opportunity to go have some, even if it's illegal in that country, but someone's offering it to them, they're like, yo, we know a dude, we know a supplier, like, it's at our house though, you gotta come with us.
Okay, damn.
So, me being the older brother, I'm like, no, you're not going with four complete random strangers at 3 a.m. when we gotta go back to see my mom.
Scary.
Exactly. Well, you could imagine, I'm not gonna, like, carry all four of them, like, potato sacks on my shoulders and bring them to my mom's. So, I was like, look, these are your options. Either you come with me, and I won't even mention that you even tried going with them, but you come with me, you go back, we go back to my mom's,
right.
We go back to the Airbnb,
right.
And we just call it a night like we're supposed to.
And since we're talking about this, probably not the case.
That's definitely what happened. So they decided to do option B, which was they go with the guys. Olivia came with me, so she was the only responsible one out of the four that were there. Right? So Olivia came with me, and then me and Olivia both looked at each other like, when we get back to mom's, she's going to notice that they're not with us, right?
Oh, so you just left them there?
What else was I supposed to do? We needed to go back home.
Wait for them?
They were going to their house. I was not going to follow them to their house. I gave them their two options.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
I gave them the two options.
I would have followed them just to make sure they're safe.
I was falling asleep, bro.
Well, your sisters are in a different country. Okay, keep going. It's your story, not mine.
Anyways, I go back to... we do go back to the Airbnb, me and Olivia.
Okay.
And obviously, first thing my mom says is, where are the others?
Yo, as a parent, I would freak out.
Well, I knew that if I brought out the big guns, aka my mom, they were 100% coming back. 1,000% coming back.
Okay, so keep going.
So we went back to Airbnb. My mom's like, where are they?
Yeah.
I was like, so, funny story. I told her everything that happened, where they decided to go. Then Olivia used the Find My iPhone location to find Gabby, who was the only one who actually had cell service in that country. So then we found. So then we found her location, went. My mom literally was the show of the whole thing.
Oh, slay mom. 100%. Slay mom.
That was like, for go once, mom. My mom was actually very useful during that
go
situation.
Mom.
So you can imagine, like,
please
everything.
Please describe it. She stormed in.
Okay.
Where are my daughters?
I think, honestly, she was creating an earthquake with how loud she was probably stomping to that house, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Go ahead.
All we hear is, boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
And then here we go. And all we hear on the door is, boom, 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 boom. Exactly, right? So knocking on the door, super loud. And then the guy opens up. He's like, huh? He's like, what's going on? Can I help you? And it's like, yeah, you have two of my daughters and a 16-year-old who's a minor in your house right now.
Oh, my God.
I need you to get them out, and me and you are going to have a chat right now. Yeah. So obviously, they storm out. They storm out. And then, just to put in resume what she said, I don't know how it works in this country, but you have a minor in this house, and in our country, I could have called the cops on you, and you'd be in cuffs right now.
My goodness.
You know? And then she's like, for what? For some weed? You were going to offer a minor some weed when it is illegal to offer it to a minor and illegal in your own country.
Woo!
Yeah.
Slay mama.
So he basically went on all fours. He went on his knees, started begging. He's like, oh no, I'm so sorry, man.
He literally went on
I saw him do it. Yeah, I saw him do it. He's like, oh no, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I promise it won't happen again. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm
what
so sorry.
A bad trip for everyone. Oh,
100%. So this is where it's not over. Story's not over. Okay. So everybody's in the car now. We've left. My mom said her piece to the guys. Okay. Right. Then you can only imagine the storm that was happening in the van on the way back to the Airbnb.
And this was a van you drove or like a taxi?
I was driving because I didn't drink. And my mom was passenger. Right. Right. And then the three sisters and the...
All the sisters in the back.
All in the back.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, mind you, it's basically three girls against one Olivia, because Olivia stayed with me.
Right.
So they called her a tattletale or a rat. Right.
Right.
So then at that point, you know, I just hear all three of them talking crap behind Olivia's back or like basically right next to her saying like, oh, Olivia snitched on us. Olivia did this. What a bad friend. And then, you know, like stuff really? Like that. And I was just like, I was hearing everything. My mom too.
Right.
Right. So then my mom defends Olivia. Yeah. And then a whole argument just
exploded.
Out. Explodes.
Honestly, your sister did so well. Because 100%. Like in retrospect, sure, in the moment I could understand.
Yeah.
It's your fun, you know, but you're young and naive and these people are how much older than you in a different country mm-hmm. offering something that you don't know. You don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. You don't know. The risks there are
so high. Risk to reward ratio was way higher.
So high. Uh-huh. And you could be in so much danger. You don't know who these people are. You don't know who else is going to be there. You don't know what part of the city could be really... No. You and your sister did really well. No.
And let's just say the argument got so bad. Okay. We were 5 seconds away from the Airbnb. Like, I was basically pulling in.
But you stopped the car.
I did not stop the car. I was not expecting for what was about to happen next.
They jumped out.
Antonella jumped out.
Oh, my God.
She opened the door, jumped out, proceeded to bruise her knee and her elbow. And, like, pretty bad. It's a pretty bad scrape.
Oh, my gosh.
I was only going, like, maybe 5 miles an hour. But still,
yeah.
Like,
it's a moving vehicle.
I think she expected to land like Spider-Man, and that didn't exactly work out. So she kind of hurt herself.
Okay.
And I swear, we literally, it was while I was turning to go park, she just jumped out.
Right.
She was like, I'm sick of this shit, and just jumped out. And then proceeded to bruise her knee and her elbow. Yeah, so that's where I kind of knew, like, okay, never going on a trip with Ant. Specifically Ant.
Okay, well, I get it. They're young. It's naive. But you never know. When you're older, hey, you know?
Sure.
Could be fun.
Maybe.
Could be fun. And you know
it
what?
It was definitely something. It was a show. I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a story, though. Ugh.
Yeah. It's always a story whenever we go on a trip. There's always something that happens. I have a story for El Salvador. I have a story for Puerto Rico.
Gosh, stop.
Sneak peek. In Puerto Rico, we were forgotten at an airport. Like, we actually were genuinely forgotten at an airport.
You were forgotten?
Yeah, like, my mom left with one of my sisters, and then it was me and the two other ones. Not the airport.
That's one of the questions we're talking about.
Yeah.
If you're stuck at an airport at home alone, like, what do you do?
Well, I can tell you exactly
what I did. Oh, my gosh, we'll find out. Okay. Marcus, you need to bring these stories every show.
I will. Story time. That's what it'll be called.
Story time.
That'll be the segment. Story time.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, love that.
I love it. Okay. Was it my turn for the word?
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
Okay. The word is cuppa.
Please.
And I could use, if I use that phrase, it's going to be way too easy, but fancy a cuppa. That's the phrase.
You fancy a drink?
Close.
Like a cup of water. A cup of juice.
What do English
drink? A cup of tea.
Ah, there you go.
See? Flawless.
I think that is worth the hot wheel right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Go for it.
You got two?
Ask me a question. Okay, I'm an open book.
Let's see what you roll first. And let's find out. Okay. What number shall we get?
Bum ba da bum.
Number 9.
What is that?
What is number 9? Aha, we just talked about it.
Oh, really?
Your family leaves you at the airport. What do you do?
I'm going to go explore the city. No, because listen, it's a new opportunity. Eventually, okay, so if they left me at an airport, mm-hmm. they obviously went on the flight and then I was, you know, abandoned. Mm-hmm. I'm going to explore. Okay, I'm going to take, you know what?
How are you going to take care of your transportation? How are you going to take care of all that?
I don't know. In a few hours. Listen, they forgot about me.
Okay.
They don't even have cell service so I can contact them. True. True. I'm just gonna enjoy my time in the city, look around, go eat some food.
Well, but you're forgotten at the airport. Don't forget that, right? So yeah. You gotta find your way out of the airport and into the city.
You know, exit signs.
Sure. And then what, are you gonna walk to the city? Are you taking a cab? Are you taking an Uber? What are you gonna do for money? Like, what if you're out of money?
I got my ways. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go explore.
I won't ask any questions.
There you go. Yeah. I'm going to explore. Okay. I'm going to go try the local food.
Fair enough.
And maybe sightsee a little bit. And then, you know what? Okay. Come back and say, hey, book me the next flight. Because my family forgot me. And I'm alone. Okay. That's what I would do.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Your word is achook.
Achook?
Yeah.
That sounds like achoo, like sneezing, but...
Oh my god, we're at the farm right now. Look, it's an achook!
A cow?
It's achook!
A cow?
No!
A chicken.
Chicken.
Oh, so close!
You should have went with your cow feeling.
Okay, what is it?
We're gonna find out, guys. Your question is, Marcus. We're gonna go with this one.
Okay, the closest one. Okay, 5.
Let's do a fun one. let's forget about the wheel.
Sure.
Okay. 6. Yeah. You're alone at the resort. What's the first thing you're gonna do?
I'm alone at a resort. Is the first thing I do?
Well, there's people there, but your family has gone. This is gonna be
very typical, Marcus.
Go for it.
I'm gonna go explore and find the gym. Very typical.
Oh my god. I don't want to say I'm disappointed, but I'm actually so disappointed. Bet. Marcus.
I can imagine.
Marcus, if you're at a resort, there's a beach. You can go snorkeling. You can go to the pools.
I hate pools.
The beach.
I hate the beach. Except for beach so volleyball. Boring. Except for beach volleyball. I love beach volleyball.
No, we're talking about an ocean. We're talking about a body of water where people always dream to go. It's blue water.
Okay, question. Are there waves? And are they big waves?
No, it's a calm beach.
Then I'm definitely not going.
Then you're not. I just described going. The most ideal conditions.
No, I love big waves. Because I love diving into them or swimming with them. Makes it action, you know?
Oh my
if it's a calm water, boring.
Well,
I would rather a pool.
Okay, there's waves, Marcus. Okay, gosh.
Then I'll go. For like 5 minutes and then I'm done.
5 minutes? 5 minutes. You traveled all the way to a resort to go in the water for 5 minutes.
I don't go to the resort for that. I go to the resort for the drinks, for the gym, for the people.
The people. The gym. I don't know why gym was on that list. Because you can go to the gym anytime, anywhere.
Nah, but I'm like locked in. I'm away from civilization, right? So all I have is the gym, drinks, people, and fun.
Oh my god, I don't know what your definition of fun is. Listen.
Hey, I don't have stress of the outside world. So I get to focus and lock in.
Okay, well.
That's what I would do.
To each their own.
This is my answer. To not each yours. This is my answer.
Okay, you're allowed to have it. Okay, your turn.
Is it me? Yeah, it is me.
Yeah. I think it's your last one.
Yeah, it is my last one. Okay, the word is gutted. I'm so gutted.
I'm so torn. Like mm-hmm. my shoe, I stepped in mud, I'm torn, like I'm gutted. Like, oh my gosh.
Close.
Is the sentiment there? Like,
there is a sentiment. It's not torn. I'm so gutted at you right now.
I'm mad at you.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
Upset or disappointed is the word.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, close enough. I'll give you that one. Thank you don't have to do the wheel on that one.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. Marcus, mm-hmm. I have a yarn for you.
You have a yarn for me?
I have a yarn for you.
For me to knit?
Well, yeah, like, you should go have a yarn with your sister right now.
A beer.
No.
Oh, what?
Do you know what it means?
No, I'm not.
You should go have a chat with your sister. You should go talk with your sister.
Oh, that's insane.
Have a yarn.
Okay.
That's that.
Wow.
Okay. Have a yarn.
That means it's the wheel.
Yes, it does.
It's the wheel.
Spin it.
Okay, let's see what's next. Okay, we gotta go to the nearest one. 7.
Okay.
Deadline out of 5.
You're stranded on an island. What are the 3 things you'll
bring?
Ooh,
I love this one. Okay, it's going to have to be a lighter because I don't know how to start a fire with... Or it could be matches, actually. I'd rather matches.
Lame.
Hey.
Okay. I'm joking. I'm not even...
matches are a lighter. Matches are a lighter.
Okay.
I could build my own blanket over there. Just like...
Take some leaves. Yeah. Throw some sand on you.
Exactly. You know, I'll be fine with that. I'd bring an axe.
Okay.
An axe. Because that could be used for multiple things. It could be used as a hammer if I flip it. It could also be used as an axe, obviously. So there you go. So an axe, matches or a lighter.
Okay.
And...
it's a tough one. Third one's a tough one.
Third one?
You're stranded, Marcus.
Water bottle. A water bottle.
Really?
Yeah, how am I supposed to... Well, because...
Well, you could cup your hands and... You know?
Yeah, I don't know what else to bring. I don't need a knife. That'd be axe. Oh,
maybe food. I don't know. Like,
I go hunting. Make it fun.
Yeah. Go for it, Marcus.
You know what? A rope. Because you always need a good rope.
Right.
So I'll do a rope.
Good rope.
Yeah.
Need a good rope.
You need a good rope.
Why do you need a rope, Marcus?
To tie the branches and whatever. To build like a little fort.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell he played Minecraft before.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
And all I need is to find sheep and I can build myself a bed.
Wow. That was great.
Minecraft. There you go.
That was fantastic.
100%. I think we're done with the English slang and the Aussies.
Yeah. What are we at for time right now?
That's a good question. For time now, we are at 45 minutes.
Well, guys, I think that's good right here.
I think that's good.
We really appreciate you listening all the way until the end of this video. Or podcast. If we just listen in your ears.
Uh-huh.
So thank you so much for listening. Hope you guys really enjoyed. This was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, we're going to be doing segments like this, like little games.
At the end of every episode.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That way we can keep it fun. Because, not to reiterate, but if Marcus just bores your ears.
Hey, let's be honest. Y'all love my story time. Y'all,
no, your story time was really good, Marcus. That was really good.
I was very proud of myself.
Thank you.
And real quick, before we do end the episode, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Go listen to our podcast on Spotify as well. And please follow us on Instagram. We love hearing and listening to your ideas of new episodes that we can do. And we will answer any DMs you guys do send our way. So once again, thanks a lot, guys, for listening to the video. And we'll see you guys later.
It's your co-host, Marcus.
And it is Catherine.
Bye-bye.
Bye.